Welcome to 5 More Minutes, a podcast where I talk about the good news of Jesus, and we all leave encouraged. At the Sadducees' question to Jesus about who is married to who in the resurrection, in a theoretical and hypothetical and exaggerated question. And one of my points was, we want to take our question to the Lord, and we want to recognize that the questions he chose to ask are more important. And that's not to say that our questions are unimportant, but what he says about himself and what he says about us and our neighbors is more important. We can read the book of Genesis and wonder about its historicity, and that's a good question, but we might miss the profound teaching on who created all this, God, and why did he do it? To glorify himself. We might go to the book of Exodus and we might be troubled by the plagues. Sally Lloyd-Jones has the best interpretation of the plagues I've ever seen in the Exodus story. She calls them warnings. And we ask our questions about the plagues, and we might miss the book of Exodus teaching us that God is a rescuer from slavery and wraps us up in his arms and carries us on wings like an eagle's out of slavery, Exodus 19. We might get stuck in Leviticus and see where Jesus quotes in chapter 18 and 20, and then there's all this stuff about what we can and can't eat. And we might wonder how much of that is applicable to us today. And that's a good question. But the book of Leviticus teaches us how absolutely holy God is, and how his requirement that we be holy is immense and therefore beautifully satisfied in the person of Jesus Christ. See the book of Hebrews. We might turn to the book of Numbers and be very curious about this talking donkey and this man who did not want to bless the people of God, but ended up blessing the people of God. Lots of other interesting things happen in the book of Numbers, and we might miss God's careful, direct pursuit of his people, that they act like rescued ones. We might turn to the book of Deuteronomy and wonder why so many of the laws need to be repeated. And we might miss the fact that God is not only our Savior, but is also a good guide to the with God life. We might turn to the book of Joshua and wonder how come some Canaanite countries needed to be destroyed and others did not. I, for one, would love more information on that. But when we let that question dictate our reading of Joshua, we miss the fact that God goes before us. He is our warrior. And that is how the battle is won. We might get stuck on all sorts of bananas stories that happen in the book of Judges. And we might miss the fact that God utilizes these incredibly imperfect people to save. I have heard people speculate about the book of Ruth and what she did and didn't do with Boaz and struggling with the whole idea of kinsman redeemer. And we might miss the beautiful story of this foreigner who is listed in Jesus's lineage, learning to worship the one true God, and how the community participated in that. We might come to the book of 1 Samuel and be a little disoriented on the difference between Saul and David. But when we notice the book speaking on its own terms, we might see that God allowed a king, though that was not the way he built and purposed Israel. And then he allowed that king to be one chosen by him who is as full of faults as anyone in all of Scripture, maybe as much as three other people in all of Scripture. And he did that to remind us that he is a covenanting and pursuing God, who longs for us to live lives not of perfection, but of repentance in beauty and in truth. And that's just me riffing, and I'm on the books of the Bible and reminding you that your questions matter. Jesus answered every question given to him, but there is more life and hope and guidance and peace to be found in approaching the text and saying, what question did God ask and answer for us? What does this book or this section of Scripture teach me about him and about myself and about my neighbors? Our questions are good, but the things God chooses to tell us about himself and us are far more profound. That's it for 5 more minutes this week. I hope that you're encouraged that God loves us, likes us, calls us his own because of the work of Christ, restores our relationship, and then guides us into kingdom life.